measly cab's worth of belongings. Over. Just like that, Maverick the Unstoppable Davis was, in fact, stopped. And every second that I've pushed myself to reach the top might as well have been for nothing. 10 years of living my dream, gone like it never existed. You haven't lost the only life you've ever wanted. The small voice in the back of my head just pisses me off even more. Like I need another reminder of what my chasing these now lost dreams cost me. That voice is right, though. Writing isn't the only life I wanted for myself. Not that I have a chance at the other now, though. Not after I made sure to destroy every chance for it. My head starts pounding even harder. Adjusting my hold on the wheel, I grab my Stetson and place it beside me on the passenger seat, resting my head against the headrest as my mind starts to wander again. Bull riding is one of the two things in my life that bring peace. I was meant to ride just as I was meant to draw air in my lungs to live. The drive I felt to ride beat alongside my heart. Without it, I wouldn't be me. Since I was old enough to walk, I would climb on the back of our ranch's sheep and pretend I was fighting for that perfect 8 seconds on the back of the biggest, baddest motherfucking bull on the circuit. The fearless streak has never left me, and it's always been the driving force for me to take on any beast that was in the way of me claiming the championship. I left home before the ink on my high school diploma was dry. All these years later, I'm not sure what pushed me to hightail it out of town. My need to chase my dream, or to escape the life I had that I was barely surviving. Deep down, though, I knew I couldn't stay, no matter how much I wish I could've. I'd already burned the only bridge that meant something to me in that town, because I believed that I couldn't have anything pulling me back, tying me down. I knew for certain that if I couldn't have it all, at least I was going to make sure everything I gave up wasn't for nothing. I vowed, from that day on, I would rule the world. And I did. For almost 10 years, I've been the biggest name in professional bull riding. It wasn't a beast I couldn't conquer. Until I met Lucifer. 104 consecutive buck-offs, and his 105th was the one that took everything away from me. Too many head injuries, the doctor said, shaking his head at my scans. One more and I'll be leaving the arena in a body bag, he warned. I would be a dead man riding if they cleared me, he promised. So just like that, it was gone. That dream vanished right along with the only thing I had left in my life that didn't cause me fucking pain. I slam my palm down on the steering wheel as the doctor's words come back to me again, running in the same continuous loop that I had been trying to drink out of my mind for days. Haunting my memories and reminding me that I'll never be able to get back what I had. My phone rings, breaking into my self-loathing thoughts, and I know without looking at the phone or my truck's dashboard that it's Clay, my older brother, probably calling to ask me again what time I'll be in Pine Oak. I press the hands-free button on my steering wheel. What? I snap. Well, well, seems my always pleasant little brother is excited to be headed home. Clay responds to my short-tempered greeting with sarcasm dripping from his words. I reach over and pull a pack of smokes from my cup holder, putting off responding so I can light up and take a deep drag, blowing the smoke out audibly. My headache ramping up another notch at my brother's annoyed, scornful tone. You smoking again, Mav? Thought you gave that shit up. I've got a lot on my mind, Clay. Yeah, you and me both, brother. What time are you getting here? Quinn's wanting to wait for you before we leave for the church, but if you're not close, we're gonna have to just head on over. Don't wait for me, Clay. I'm not really sure I want to go. What? His voice is hard, unforgiving, and it fucking kills me that I'm letting him down. Again. You heard me, Clay. What's the point? The old man didn't want me around 10 years ago, so it makes sense he wouldn't want me there now either. Roll your goddamn window up so I can hear something other than your fucking tires, Clay demands. I take another long drag before flicking my cigarette out the window and rolling it up, switching the AC on before the thick Texas heat kills me. Clay's silent.